This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Supreme Court today directed all high courts across the country to pronounce judgments within 3 months of reserving them. The apex court also noted that delays in the delivery of judgments can cause irreparable harm to litigants, emphasizing that faster decisions are required in cases of personal liberty. A bench comprising Chief Justice Suryakant and Justice Joy Mallya Bagchi said that orders in bail applications should be pronounced the same day, and if they are reserved, they must be pronounced and uploaded the next day. Issuing a slew of directions, the top court said that order of bail or sentence suspension should be communicated to the jail authorities as soon as it is pronounced, and the under trial convict should be released preferably the same day or at most the next day. The Supreme Court today stressed accountability for the lapses in the NEET paper leak case. A bench of Justices P.S. Narasimha and Alok Arade was hearing pleas on the matter, including one seeking a direction to replace or restructure the National Testing Agency, NTA, with a robust and autonomous body to conduct the medical entrance examination. The bench asked the Centre to file an affidavit and posted the matter for hearing in the second week of July. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said that the incident of paper leak was extremely unfortunate and should not have happened. In an exclusive interview with DD News, Mr. Pradhan assured that the re-examination process will be conducted in a proper and systematic manner without any errors. He also appealed for everyone's cooperation in carrying out the task smoothly.
The incident is very unfortunate. It should not have happened. Now that we have announced re-NEET, it should be conducted properly and done with care. This is our responsibility. We expect everyone's cooperation in this work.
Addressing the students, Mr. Pradhan assured them that the government understands their concerns and acknowledged that their trust had been breached. He said the authorities had taken a tough decision because they did not want even a single deserving student's future to fall into the hands of examination mafias or become a victim of irregularities. In West Bengal, Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari expressed apprehension over infiltration in the state and the resulting demographic changes. Inaugurating the Principal Census Officers Conference at the State Secretariat Novanna, he stated that the previous government had failed to take action on the infiltration issue. He noted that the erstwhile TMC administration did not initiate census operations despite receiving timely letters from the centre. The Chief Minister attributed the demographic shift to inadequate fencing along the borders, highlighting that the border districts are the most affected. He emphasized that data collected through census operations would be used for policy making and for formulating various welfare schemes. The government has said that there is sufficient stock of petrol, diesel and LPG in the country, and all the refineries are operating at the optimum level. Addressing inter-ministerial media briefing in New Delhi, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said that LPG production is all-time high, which is around 92,000 metric tons per day. She also informed that no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributorship. Speaking about the retail outlets, 150 districts have reported 30% growth in petrol, while 156 districts reported more than 30% growth. Benchmark domestic equity indices shed around 1.5% today after a sell-off across most sectors intensified in the final hour of the trade. The BSE Sensex plunged 1,092 points to close at 74,776. The NSE Nifty fell 359 points to settle at 23,548. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will clash with Rajasthan Royals in the qualifier 2 match in New Chandigarh this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. The IMD has issued a red alert for thunderstorm and rainfall conditions today over parts of Delhi, Haryana and Chandigarh. According to the weather agency, Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Punjab, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh are likely to experience thunder squalls today with wind speed reaching gusting to 80 km per hour. And that is the end of this news bulletin.